With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences, which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a seven-part series titled Spread the Veg Message to Protect Life, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
Hi, Master, how are you?
Hi, I am okay. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Some exciting new data has been sent back by NASA's spacecraft currently circling around Mars, the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. Pictures revealed that Mars once had diverse forms of water, such as lakes and rivers, wet environments that might have supported life for thousands or even millions of years. Geologists have identified similar landforms between Mars and Alaska, such as evidence of ice avalanches, which are now occurring more frequently in Alaska, most likely due to global warming. Yet another analysis shows that Mars' northern hemisphere had been impacted by a huge crater billions of years ago. Master, you have spoken on several occasions about the parallels between the histories of Mars and Earth. Is it true that Mars experienced climate change at the hands of its inhabitants, like our planet? Did the Martians have a chance to save their planet?
They did have. Sweetheart, they did have. The warning came like 20 or so years Earth time to them. And the last urgent sight they had, about 5 years before the destruction. They had 5 years in advance, but they did not change quick enough. They did not change, so they didn't have a chance to save the planet. They did have a chance, but they did not do it.
Why is that, Master?
The reason they did not change fast enough because they did not know about the vegetarian diet that could change. At those times, there were not enough people to stand up and communicate the urgency of the planet as well as the solution like vegetarian diet, the way we are doing now.
And Master, how about our planet? Do people know the chance?
There are some people who doesn't know what to do. And, of course, some people who know what to do because we inform them, or United Nations inform them, or the scientists inform them, but they still did not change their habit. So if we continue not changing our habit, then the planet will be destroyed, just the way Mars has been destroyed.
Thank you, Master.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Right now we are doing a lot of things. We inform people and we are distributing leaflets and all that. But we will have to rely on heaven's grace if we are to survive. Because many people still don't listen. Even if they know, they don't listen. Just like people who know smoke is very harmful to them, as long as they still can puff it, they puff it. That's the problem. So the people, whoever can listen to us, they will survive. So at least if we cannot save the whole planet, we save these people. And if these people cannot help to save the planet, at least they save themselves. It's still helpful. That's how we gain time.
Thank you, Master.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco.
5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone.
Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke.
Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure.
Cancer. Lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer.
Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis. Stroke. Impotence.
Additional harms for second-hand smoking, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries. Childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women. Plus more.
Our motive is actually not to run away from our duties or from our oath. It's just that if we could not stay here and if we could not change it, then we have to go. So if you love our world, if you're a down-to-earth person, if you think the Earthians people are still worthwhile, trustworthy, then save them. Save them with your wisdom, with what you know about the practice, about compassion, about love, about Guan Yin method. That is our duty. And even after all, if everyone changes into Guan Yin and vegetarian eater, you still don't like this planet. Well, other planets are ready. Yeah, other places are waiting for you. The best glory you find in meditation, in bettering yourself, in make yourself become a very beautiful citizen of this world, our worlds can become as beautiful as Nirvana. It is that the world people don't work toward otherwise. It can be as beautiful as any nirvana can be. All the money we waste it in arms, in wars, in killing each other, in capturing each other, in chasing each other around the world, we can use to pave all the streets in the whole planet. And plants all the beautiful trees, all the exotic flowers, and the most nutritious fruit and food, even just to look at. You can't blame the people on this planet, you know? When I look at the way the karma sway them around and swing them about and push them around, oh, I can only shed tears. I don't know how humans live in this world and still can practice spirituality. I'm telling you the truth. Everything seems pounding on them, push them down on the floor and trample upon them, tear them to pieces, you know, harassing their mentality, yeah, stepping on their emotion, yeah, tearing them apart. Every day something. It is a pity, and it's a precious human life, but it comes with a big price. And only the strong, the heroic at heart, could overcome it. Yeah. Even just to eat vegetarian, my God, to replace one piece of hamburger with a piece of tofu, what's so difficult? Can't do it. Not to talk about anything else. Yeah. I hope one day, maybe a year, 3,000, the whole world become vegetarian then. But you have to be more diligent. Yeah. Write letter to government, tell them everything. Look here, all the cows already been slaughtered and the cow has been dead again and again, you know, cruelly, yeah, and have been sick again and again and again as a warning, and still continue to eat meat. Just to change the meat for the tofu or the vegetarian ham, which is delicious anyway, cannot. So difficult. Because the habit, yeah? Because social custom, yeah? And because misconception, yeah? Everything just pounding upon the human's little strength that's left. So they succumb to everything that they should not do. Some people say if you cannot avoid meat, then eat the three kind of pure meat, like the meat that you don't know they kill, the meat that you don't hear they're crying when they kill. My God, where do you go to hear the animal crying? And the meat that they're not killed specially for you, something like that. Of course they're not killed specially for you. They don't write on a piece of meat, this is for Mr. Smith, and that this is for Mrs. Mueller? No. Of course not, huh? They kill at random outside somewhere, out of your sight. And if you don't eat, the people don't kill. Very simple. There's no need to talk about pure meat or not. Up to now, 21st century, how many masters has come and go, how many teaching has left behind. All the Bible, the scriptures say vegetarian diet. Love the animals. All the scriptures say that. Maybe you can try to change. Maybe people will listen. Maybe if you do something. Look like the whole world become non-smoking place. More school have vegetarian food, more health food for lunch, and you know, all kind of stuff, yeah? And now alcohol is going to be also on target, yeah? Cannot advertise alcohol in many countries, many places now, yeah? And cannot sell alcohol within the vicinity of school, and the age of drinking go up, something like that.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 1.8 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses, $186.4 billion in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion globally. Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Metal toxicity. Brain damage, amnesia and dementia. Brain shrinkage. Organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes, birth defects, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage. Alcohol-related violence, child abuse, 50% of cases, violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases, violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases, suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
It's not just planting tree. It's a loving atmosphere that we have to create. It's not about the animal who suffer only. It's about our loving nature that we are killing. It's not about eating the animal who you see suffer or you don't see suffer. It's also the green policy for the planet, yeah? The more animal we eat, the more they raise, the more they raise, the more non-green it become, the more endangered our planet become. So it's not just about for you, whether you can or not, or cannot eat that kind of meat. Whether it's not about you can or cannot. It's not about the Buddha forbidden or the compassion even. It is you yourself. We have to save the planet by cutting off the unnecessary food, which is no good for us anyway. Everybody knows already that meat is not good for us. Why don't just cut it all together and save everything else? Everybody knows that raising animals are the heaviest cause, the worst cause of our planet pollution. Everybody knows that. It's everywhere. It's from the UN report, everything. The whole international community come together and report all that and concluded that is so. We just plant some more tree and we protect this forest. Nobody stand up and say, let's be vegan to be vegetarian. Nobody stand up and say that. One of the leader, I'm waiting for whoever that leader may be, just stand up and say, look, we be veggie, yeah? That's the quickest way first, yeah? Everything else later. Ethanol, gas, change the bulb, less water. The water that you're using every day, maybe a lot, but not a lot compared to the water they use for animal raising. And don't run the water while you're brushing your teeth. Of course it saves a few gallons, but they put hundreds of gallons out there for one cow, you know, just for a few days. To wash, to rinse, let them drink, or to water the grass or whatever it is for them to graze upon. So that they will end up on the plate anyway. So the main cause, don't want to talk about it. Everybody just run around it, yeah? Try to avoid it. They don't ever talk about being veggie. Everybody know the report. Nobody touch it. Nobody talk about it. Can't just even put down one piece of meat for the sake of health, planet's health, and your own health, and your children's health. So, whatever happened is our own doing. Not even God can do anything. We don't want to do it. God put us here to do things. If we don't do our job, what is He going to do? Huh?
Vegetarianism and religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats. But God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field, tract of the quiet way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
We thank you for your presence for today's Between Master and Disciples. Tune in next Friday for part 2 of Supreme Master Qinghai's excerpted discussion titled Spread the Veg Message to Protect Life. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May the Providence guide us in wisdom and love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.